We now take you away from the studio and go over to our legal correspondent, Michael Snow, who is outside the Old Bailey in London, where today the case against Sam Hallam was thrown out. Michael, can you describe the scenes there?
Well, yes. Thank you, John. There were cries of joy from the public gallery of the Royal Courts of Justice in London, where today Lady Justice Hallett threw out the case against the Sam Hallam. The young man who had spent the last several years in jail for a murder, the courts now say he did not commit. Beyond the deep impact that this case has had on the lives of the young Hallam and his family, there are now serious questions being asked of the British justice system, as this is by no means the first time that such a case has arisen. One only has to think back to the times of the Troubles in Northern Ireland and the number of convictions that were, years later, thrown out due to the very suspect evidence or indeed police conspiracies. It seems to be time for us to ask some pretty searching questions about why this has happened, what could have been done to prevent it, and most importantly, how can we avoid a repeat of these events in the future? That's it. This is Michael Snow reporting for BBC News. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Michael. And in other news today, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has said that he will not stand against any court.